If life looks and feels like it's the same old, same old. If life looks and feels like it's the same old, same old. And for most people it does. And it does look the same old, even though the only thing we know for sure that in reality the only constant is change. So why doesn't what you see, change? The answer can be unsettling. I hope for your sake that it is. You see, humans, most of the time, don't use their eyes to see. To see what is there. They use their eyes as projectors of images from the past. So what you feel you see is the present state of things, but really what your brain sees is what you project. The same old. So you are not aware of what is. You are aware of what was. And your actions, your words, your feelings will be in sync with what was, not with what is. The key to happiness is to be in a dance with what is. So you can be appropriate, astute, and effective. Opportunities are not noticed. Dangers, ditto. Sometimes, occasionally, you also see some of reality with your other than conscious perception. But because the main picture is so big, sharp, and loud, you consider it a mirage. Other times someone needs to push you out of your comfortable I know projecting the past mode, so you wake up from your somnambulance and actually attempt to look and see what is. How do I know it? I have had to train myself to get out of this Homo sapiens stuck in the past mode for many decades. Muscle test says that what I think I see is still 60% past, projection, and only 40% what is. The ever-changing reality. For you it is likely it is your awareness numbers. Self and overall awareness. About everything. My self-awareness number is 40%, overall awareness, 70%. High numbers compared to yours, but to see really well, I need to see more. I need to see better. And to see something new, something real, I have to actually intend to see it. It's needed everywhere. But I put most of my energy in areas that are important to me. Like my work. Like being accurate in my assessment for a new healing client. The truth value of knowledge in the world in the area of health and health conditions is 3%. It is not necessarily that we don't know or couldn't know more accurately. It is more the result of this eyes projecting mode, instead of eyes seeing mode. And we are all born with that projecting mode. So no one is an exception. We are all born Homo sapiens, the human who thinks they are smart. Ugh. So the truth value of what I say and teach is 70%. Not necessarily because I know things others don't, but because I know that this eyes in projection mode can be disabled. By me. By intending to see what is. By looking again. I call it respect. Look again, but this time look differently. What needs to be killed is wanting to be right. If you look again but you also want to be right, you'll see justification of what you saw, not something new. We see this everywhere. In every argument. In every debate. And it is unconscious. People, you, don't know that that is how you look. Dislodging you from your fixed view is very hard. It is like dislodging a mountain. I am better at seeing than dislodging. Here are two very recent examples of how changing my eyes mode changed what I saw. And how clients receive it. Diabetic medications, at least the one this client took for 10 years, killed, literally killed the cells that produce insulin. Without insulin no one can live for long. They'll die. I knew about the gates to the cells, but never expected that the body cannot produce insulin. And you cannot create something physical from nothing. At least I can't. So I have this client who needs to do something so there is insulin in his body. He is now like a type 1 diabetic. He has two options. There is a transplant method. Probably expensive includes stem cell implantation. I am a babe in the woods about that. Inject insulin into his body probably daily. Unpleasant, but lots of happy and successful type 1 diabetics live like that. What I could not see is the likelihood that a medication kills the body's ability to function normally. I didn't expect that. The other example is also very recent. This dude asked for his health measurements. His numbers showed that he is not well. Deep shadows under his eyes. His liver is shot. His immune system is shot. I wanted to hear what he is experiencing, but the dude either doesn't trust me, or is too afraid to hear what I have to say. So I spent some time inhabiting his body to feel what he feels. That is what being an empath really is. As an extrasensory perception, or whatever it is. And almost instantly my nether region started to itch. I muscle tested and the itching wasn't mine. The conclusion was clear, he has intestinal parasites, not liver parasites as I'd suspected. And a simple but intense regime of a simple remedy I have tested will get him out of the situation. But in the meantime his liver isn't functioning. I wonder why so many people come to me when it is almost too late to save their lives. I say it is because of that misuse of the eyes, that unwillingness to actually see what is, instead of what you want to see. What you are familiar with. What you know. And that is both the doctor and the patient. Both the coach and the client. Both the teacher and the student. And both the leader and the lead. And one more thing, today's emerging trend is the kinds of diseases that proceed very fast. So getting checked by me is your saving grace. Medical testing accuracy is way behind the times. And don't show the trouble until it is near incurable, or caused an arm and a leg to do anything about it. They are most if not all from not knowing that you are eating stuff that has no taste, no color, but is blocking your cell's ability to function normally. Like the diabetic medication. But the most dangerous ones are the stuff that is used on our food, on our carpeting, our cleaning liquids, and in our supplements. When the tests show that someone needs to take supplements, I offer, for free, to muscle test what they should buy. It takes me many minutes. Often I need to muscle test 100 items that claim to sell the same thing. Except muscle test says no. Not true. Like with the remedy I'd recommend to the dude with the shot liver. Only one remedy on 32 pages with many items on each page tested yes. Horrible, isn't it? Your supplements, your food, and what else? Your spices, your Himalayan salt, your vegetables, your healthy food choices. And you don't know. You see the label. But you don't know that between the label and the actual content they are selling you poison. Oh, and if you think all those who sell you the poison are bad people? I don't think so. They just don't know. Like you haven't. Do you know now? Or do you think that I am full of it? Your best $25 is spent on keeping yourself out of danger. Just don't think things can't change at a moment's notice. Get your health measurements https://yourvibe.me/health.